Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We've been here a couple weeks and with 144,000 a couple weeks ago, and then about those angels and the fall of Babylon. And then we saw in verse number 13 last week is where we ended, about the death of the saints. And I want just a reminder about the last part of verse number 13, where it says that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Just a little sideline. I know this is referring to the tribulation saints in particular, but also I believe it refers to any of God's saints who pass away. We had Brother Elmore's funeral yesterday. And by the way, ladies and all who prepared food, thank you. It was just a tremendous outpouring of all those who brought food. And I'm appreciative of that. But as Brother Elmore was mentioned yesterday in his memorial service, this passage of scripture came to my heart about that their labors still follow them. And that's kind of what we think of Brother Elmore yesterday, about his labor still follow him. All the work he's done, we still think all of the great things that he did in the lives of the church family here and others. And not just him, but other folk who are dear saints, that we still remember the wonderful things that they've done, gone, as the saying is, but not forgotten. But they're at rest now, and we praise the Lord for that. Then we get to verse number 14. I'll read down to verse number 20, and we'll finish this chapter this morning, Lord willing. We see the division of the people, in verse number 14. I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud, one as like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the cluster, the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, talking about without outside Jerusalem. And the blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. We see here, by the time we're in this passage of scripture, you know by now the timeline that I believe we're in the middle of tribulation period. And we see all the angelic activities. Matter of fact, in this one chapter, we see six angels here, if you read them all, and one right after the other. And during the tribulation period, there will be more angelic activities that we find in scripture than any other time in history. About all of the angels, and we know about the blowing of the trumpets that we're going to read, the pouring of the vials, the opening of the seals, and all these things that took place, and the angelic involvement in all of this. And we see here in verse number 14, and I look and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. There's different people who think, trying to decide whether is this an angel or is this Jesus Christ himself. Well, personally, I think it's Jesus coming and just on the cloud. Again, I won't argue with anybody on the issue, because he does have, he's likened to the Son of Man, and on his head is a golden crown. Jesus is often referred to about having a crown. We don't see angels wearing crowns. So again, I won't stay on this passage. I want to move on. I believe this is Jesus here. He's likened to the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And then another angel. comes out of the temple. And again, this is the heavenly temple. We read in verse number 17 that the temple which is in heaven. I mentioned before in our Bible study, there is actually an actual temple in heaven. Remember when Moses was preparing a tabernacle and all, and God opened the canopies of heaven, and God said, what you see here, I want you to is a pattern for you to prepare down on earth. Well, the same thing about the literal temple in heaven. And we see this about the altars and some other things that I believe are in heaven, even at this present moment. So we see that another angel came out of the temple. I believe, again, it's in heaven. Some commentators think this is the temple that's in Jerusalem that the Jewish people had rebuilt during the first half of the tribulation period. That's their thought, but I think it's referring to the temple in heaven, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud. Again, this is the angel, I believe, speaking to Jesus, and it's not a command. He's not commanding Jesus. I think it's more of a plea. It's time. It's time. And so, you know, there's a couple of things here. I want to look and give you an overview, then we'll go in a little more detail. In verse number 15, where it says, to thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the next 3.5 years, there's going to be the bowls or vials of wrath that's going to be poured out. I believe that's what this is talking about as we get into this, about the reaping of the earth. And then when we get about the vineyards and the thrusting of the wine press and all, that's specifically speaking of Armageddon. So there's two different things going on here. There's the earth, the reaping of the earth, the harvest of the earth. In verse number 15, it's ripe. The harvest of the earth is ripe. Again, I believe this is talking about, as we read a little bit farther, especially in chapter number 16, those bowls of wrath will be poured out upon the earth. And that's what I believe this is referring to, that the harvest of the earth is here. And I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter number 13. Matthew chapter number 13. You can hold your place there and if you like. And Jesus spoke about this time in a parable. Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 24. It's a parable of the wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares. Matthew 13, 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And we know the difference between wheat and tares. They sure look the same. You know, as they're growing up, it's hard to tell the difference. And all, but yet the enemy came, and we'll find out, he'll explain this parable later in the chapter. But anyway, let me read this. Verse number 26. But when the blade was sprung up, the wheat, and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So you had the good and the bad. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? And whence hath it tares? From whence then hath it tares? Where did this come from? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then we go and gather them up? And he said, but he said, nay, lest while we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. In verse number 30, let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Again, this is talking about the kingdom of heaven. Obviously, again, we have the kingdom of God. This is a whole other study. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are two different things. The kingdom of God is encompassing all things. The kingdom of heaven refers to the millennial reign of Christ, the kingdom of heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom is not yet. Often we hear, even in prayers and some good preachers, talking about the kingdom work. And I kind of understand what they're saying, but the kingdom is not yet. Aren't you glad? If this is Christ's kingdom, we're in bad shape.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.